help. Oh my God.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's November 26th, 2023. It is snow on the ground.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Ha ha ha. Oh God. That's our second snow on the ground so far this year.
Yep.
And by the way, I just want to tell people, Cinnamon ordered the rest of our supplies from over the counter. And I mean, in 3 days, I had a box. My mother-in-law got a brace. We got all kinds of things. We're done for the year. I don't even know what the hell we're going to do with the money next year. I think I'm going to supply our shelves with vitamins and Band-Aids and go in business for myself. See the profits you can make? Yeah. Sell, get $200 worth of free stuff and sell it and make double and make $400. There you go.
That'll help compensate for not getting the cost of living on your pension, right?
Right. Exactly. Anyway, well, I was just telling Scott, that friend of mine, that, you know, we don't communicate a lot, but he listens to the show, and he has forever, since I've been doing the show. Let me turn this down. And he was just, came over when we were having coffee, and he said, a few weeks ago, somebody was trashing the show, and you and everybody else on the show, and telling people not to listen to the show. And I just want you to know. I said, well, that's why I don't go to Facebook, because it's a bunch of bunch of crap. I don't know. People don't have to listen if they don't want to. We're not forcing them to listen. But if you listen and you hear something that might interest you, you can go and listen to somebody else and see, and get their opinion and form your own opinion. Do a little investigation. That's all this show's about. We got some good people. We don't always get along, but we might not get along, but we don't go on Facebook and backstab people. We don't. I don't agree with some of the things other folks on Facebook from the UAW on Facebook says, but I'm not going to tell you not to listen to them because they got great information. I might not agree with all of it, but they have, but I can look into it and make my own decision. But
right.
I'm not going to ever tell you not to go listen to somebody. My God,
right.
That's how you learn. So I'm not going to, I'm not trashing. Even when Leroy, we parted ways and it wasn't very the best. We didn't tell people not to listen to Leroy. Leroy had some great ideas. Leroy still has some great ideas.
Yes, he does.
And I sure as hell wouldn't do that. And but I said, even in the UAW, sometimes for whatever reason, people don't grow up, or I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
But, it is what it is.
Either you listen, it's what it is. I don't care if you listen, and if you do, fine. And I hope you find something that you can use. We have a lot of callers. Push one if you want to get on. Like Adrian,
please.
Make sure retirees know what the hell's going on. That's one thing. If it wasn't for Adrian, I wouldn't even probably known about this over-the-counter crap, because I throw stuff away that I shouldn't. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So, and she keeps us up on what's going on, and all these little shysters trying to get you to call these numbers for Medicare Plus and all this other crap. So, yeah, don't fret, my friend. Thank you for, stopping by, having coffee, but that doesn't bother me a bit. Doesn't bother me in the least. been doing us too many. Oh, yeah. And our Saturday show is tanking. No, I don't know how this person would know that, but it's not tanking. That was the funniest part of it all. You know the numbers. I started laughing. I almost blew a snot bubble laughing so hard about that one. Here's how it works, folks. In the fall and winter, our numbers go pretty high. I mean, real high. You'd be surprised high how high on both shows. Spring, it starts to tinkle down a little bit. In the summer, you know, people are outside. It's daylight at 7 o'clock and nice. And if you're in Michigan, you want to take a full advantage because you don't have those many days. So we go down a little, about a quarter, but our downloads go up. And it's a cycle. It's been like that since I've been doing this show and Saturday. So, no, Saturday's doing just fine. Boy, last night was, Jesus, Shabaka called in, buddy. Shabaka, for all my liberal friends, he's the king of liberals. And he called in a couple times and had a good conversation.
Well, it's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the UAW Factory Whistle Show. I just want my friend and a few others that mentioned don't worry about it. It doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother me and Scott or anybody else on the show.
Nope.
Talk about us if you want. That's fine. Don't listen. Listen to somebody tell you not to listen. That's fine. I don't care. We don't care. Okay? All right, Scott, take it away. And here we go.
What was it Dick Gaines used to say? Talk good about me, talk bad about me.
Just talk about you. Yep. That's the
just
old adage. That's right. For all the nonsense. Okay. Go ahead and take it away, Scotty.
All right. So, been an off week for me. Did some deer hunting. Didn't get one. Saw one. So I've not really been paying attention. Been trying to post some stuff. Seems like there's some crazy stuff going on with General Motors and the leadership there. Looks like they're redirecting on certain issues. Could be interesting per the contract. We'll know more about, speaking of the contract, we'll know more about ratification appeals. There were multiple locations that filed the appeal.
Yeah.
In different regions.
Well, Scott, let me ask you something. I'm being retired and out of it for quite a while. Is this normal to have this, you know, have anybody appeal?
I haven't heard of this. Appealed the 15 agreement. Leroy and I had talked, and there was some changes in the contractual language pertaining to retirees. We felt that the temporaries should not have been allowed to vote on that portion of the contract. So I did appeal the 2015 agreement. There was a arbitration hearing that I was not allowed, I wasn't invited to go to, which was interesting, since it was my charge. Anyway, I basically got about a 20-page dissertation back from the International Executive Board, and the legal counsel there, and they said that basically that the temporaries would not be disenfranchised as they are dues-paying members. All right, well, if we look at the constitutional now, they're technically not members. Set that aside. I think, well, you say you don't want to disenfranchise the 10% of dues-paying members. Well, then what are you doing to the retirees? Most of them pay $2 or $3 a month. They're dues-paying members, and do you disenfranchise them all the time? Just a thought. Just a thought.
Right.
Well, but if somebody wants to join in and have a conversation about anything, please press 1, and we'll be glad to get you on the show.
Well, I don't know if I'd be glad to get you on the show, but we'll put you on.
Okay.
Here's Adrian. It's about damn time, Adrian. My God, you've been waiting all year for this. Adrian, where in the hell you been?
I've been listening.
Yeah. We're struggling.
I've been listening, but I didn't I didn't really want to say a whole lot past few shows because it was all dealing with GM, and
yeah.
I only know so much about GM. But one of the things that really bothers me about the tentative agreement being brought to any of the companies, the Stellantis and Ford as well, is that I never heard that this was the company's final offer.
I haven't.
Normally. Normally when you bring a tentative agreement, that's what is said. But, you know, we're not doing things of the norm, you know.
I guess
the
not.
The other thing that bothers me is that how do you present a tentative agreement and you're still negotiating?
Hear, hear.
I don't understand that.
Wait a minute. Explain that to me again.
it sounded more like it was GM more so than anybody else. They were still negotiating.
And they brought,
brought a tentative agreement to the membership. All negotiations, I thought, was supposed to have stopped. Because if you're still negotiating and I go in and I vote, and that's voting in the dark is what
mm-hmm.
that's called.
Right.
How is that? We're not supposed to be doing that, I didn't think. But
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong on that, you know, but I just never heard of that before.
I haven't either. I can tell you the truth. I've never heard of that. And you're right. I don't believe I've ever heard in all the years I've worked at General Motors a contract coming out, a tentative contract without the union saying this is their final offer. Now that you speak of it.
Yes, right. They didn't say that for any of them.
No.
And that kind of threw me, you know, because it's like, well, you all are just stopping negotiations and just bringing a tentative agreement?
Oh, that's nice.
Now,
you know, get them to
yeah, as a rule, you know, us, quote, lay people.
say it again, sister.
You know, we're not looking at how much money is on the table from the companies. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to be negotiating to get back all those concessions.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The first thing was to end tiers.
Then
mm-hmm. it was, you know, concessions back. And that would include concessions that were made on behalf of retirees. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, because I know I was working. You know, I would like to have some of that juice back. I was working when they took all that away.
Yeah, I was too.
There you go. Give us
but
our bite
even,
of our apple
even though,
back.
Yeah, but we weren't asking for you to give the concessions back to us from that. We wanted the concessions back because we're retired. Give the retirees their concessions back.
That's right.
But we wanted the active workers, even though we're not active members anymore. I mean, you know, we wanted them to get the concessions back that were made even when we were there.
Yeah, that's true.
And that didn't happen.
Didn't happen. The main thing I thought coming into this is to get rid of the tiers. All right, the first thing right off the bat was get rid of the tiers. And that didn't happen. They just put some coloring on it and made it look better, but it didn't happen. You're still a tier group. Unless I missed something. Still seems to be a tier group. They just brought them up in wages.
And it seems like they made another tier.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know how many tiers there are anymore. My God, I'm a temporary part-time. I don't know what the hell that means. They got names for everything.
Yeah.
I don't. Why not? And these folks still don't have any retirement. So what like we said at the beginning when this first started, watch the money right out the bat. What did Fain do? He gets out money. This is what you get, money, 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 money. So you know you're getting hosed somewhere else. We warned you. Money's great. Money's great. But that other stuff in the back is even better. It really is. I know you don't realize it. A lot of people don't. That $5,000 signing bonus, what do you think they're giving you that for? They got to fight and get that retirement.
That's been as many in other years. You got more than $5,000 in other years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But look at the raises we got. And I understand if you make, you know, you're not making a lot of money and they throw a lot of,
yeah.
You know, I do. I understand completely, but a lot of them, that's all they look at. Dick Dungeon did a Dungeon dive in a contract. I don't even know when it was.
What 2011 year,
but,
or?
Yeah, somewhere in there. And I mean, it took him a long time to figure out. Each and every UAW member at General Motors lost over $40,000 in a four-year contract. And, of course, you got a, $6,000 or $7,000 signing bonus or something. I don't know what it was now. But he said at the course of a four-year contract, of course they're going to pay you upfront good money. But you still didn't get a raise, but you got a bigger bonus, signing bonus. They bought your vote. The UAW let them buy your vote. That was another disappointment to me. It gets the damn money away from the voting. If you're going to give them money no matter what. You don't have to, they're just giving you money for your yes vote.
Yes.
And that's just bullshit.
Absolutely. They didn't do it with a lot of big bonuses up front. What they did do was they incentivized the lower tiers to get into this because they threw a lot of cash. And I do mean a lot, a big one. For these temporaries and the improgressions, well, not really, some of the improgressions to vote. The improgressions were left in the dirt, or I should say in the dust, left in the dust as this Fain train blew by town at a high rate of speed. Not only were the retirees left out, the seniority workers were left out, and this time the improgressions was left out. They have nothing. They have nothing. When they separate clean. No ties to the UAW. No ties to GM. We're done. like a Saturday night hooker. I hate to say that, but that's about what it's like. Used and abused and thrown to the curb. So, you know, and then the temporaries, you know, I don't know if I told this last Sunday or not. No, it was this week. Fellow's got 16 years.
16?
Temporary. He's making more money than a guy has with 16 years. I like that.
Oh, man.
He's pissed, by the way.
Trickery.
He's pissed.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's pissed. So.
Wow. Well, I'm kind
of. Well, it's going to be a whole lot more.
They're
going to be pissed before February. There are things, words matter.
Yes.
The ability to decipher what those words mean is getting ready to hit a whole bunch of people in the behind.
Yes.
Questions should have been asked. Well, what do you mean by continuous service?
That's a big one. That is a big one.
A break. Yeah, that is a big one. Continuous service is hours worked. If you go on a TLO, those are not hours worked.
Yeah.
That's a break in service.
That's happened before.
Yes, they play those games.
They sure as hell do.
You know, I really... with the Ford tentative agreement, before half the voting wasn't even done.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing an article that said they were laying 600 off. They were going to be laying 600 off on the rules. And 1,600, what is that, Louisville. And it's like, and you all still voting yes?
Hey, but you got Belvedere back, man. Come on.
Well, Belvedere, fall under?
I don't know.
Belvedere fall under GM or is
it? It's not GM.
No, Belvedere falls under Stellantis.
Stellantis, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for those folks.
Oh, I'm
that is. I know you are too. I know. We
well,
all
what
are.
What are you giving up?
Yeah.
What is going to happen? What are you giving up? And people have a tendency to just see the dollar signs.
That's right.
They don't see what's going to happen. They don't forecast. See, the companies forecast.
Yes. They know what's going to happen in 30 years.
We have a tendency not to forecast our lives.
No. Paycheck by paycheck, baby.
Right there.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's, I don't know. People, I understand the money, but soon as, I'm really disappointed in what the folks got. I really am. I think the seniority workers, I mean, they didn't get near what the other people got.
Right.
You know, they, but there's still tears. Why in the hell can't they make them whole? Start there. Start there. Is that's the big bargain. We're going to make everybody whole. That's pension. The whole nine yards. And then let's go to work. Let's get them up to whatever a seniority worker is, and you've got retirement, your medical is better. Let's go. Let's go from there.
We didn't negotiate that. We didn't even negotiate that for the tier twos, the in progression workers.
Didn't even try. Seems like I don't know.
It was said that the negotiators at GM were told to stay with the Ford model and not to deviate from that plan.
To stay with the Ford model?
Yep. So, in my humble opinion, and that's all this is, an opinion, was you picked on the weakest kid on the block. That's how I look at it. That's no different than what they did in 2015 when they went after Stellantis. Or at that time it was Chrysler, Dahmer Chrysler. Okay? Chrysler was hurting financially, and it picked on them to go and model the contract after that. So we all three got a terrible contract. 15 got a terrible contract. In 19 we got a terrible contract this time. And you got a bad contract in 2011. You got a bad contract in 2007. You got a bad contract in 2003. You know, where you want to start with this story? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Do you really believe that Forge was that weak?
No, I don't. I look at their market share. They've had some issues this last year. But I think they still got plenty of money. And I think they're still making plenty of money. You know what I mean?
Ford is good. They're real good. They play the game real good.
They're solid.
If you've noticed, even their stock prices, they haven't hit $20 in I can't tell you how many years.
I bought Ford stock years ago when it was, I can't remember the price. And I said, boy, nothing, this thing will go up, no doubt about it. Oh, hell no. I mean, I got a bunch of it for cheap. I got it cheap. I kept losing money every day, of course. I said, why the hell with it? I'm waiting. If it would have hit $20, I would have retired 20 years ago. But it never even got in the teens. Damn. Oh, well.
But I think the highest it was, what is it, $17?
Yeah.
Yeah, that may have been the highest since the split.
When I first started
at Forest, that stock was $54 a share. Back in 96, it was $54 a share. And the stock split happened. When they spun off Visteon, that was 98, I believe. And it's been downhill ever since.
And they don't care. You know, they don't seem to care. Just like General Motors.
No.
We don't care about where we stand with the other two. DeSantis, I said, Jesus, I got politics on the brain. You know, market share, they didn't care. You know, 20%, okay, that's fine. Oh, I remember when we were 50% and we'd go below that, man, people were getting laid off, threatened and everything else. And this was back in the 70s and 80s. But now they don't, you know, 20%, well, we're doing good. It doesn't make sense.
But speaking of Ford and history and the UAW, traditionally it has been the UAW who's held and told the line when it comes to contracts to stand up and fight. And it appears it didn't happen this time.
No, not this time. No,
I say them dollar signs, you know.
Yeah.
We had a bad economy in one respect where you had all of your necessities going up in price and your wages not. So your wages weren't keeping up. So when you throw a bunch of money at wages, people tend to think that, oh, okay, this will help me to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And That's not necessarily so, because past history shows us that every time the auto companies get a raise, a loaf of bread goes up. Now, the things had already went up.
But don't forget.
And so, they're scheduled to go up again.
And these little stores in every place, these little liquor stores, their price, they get a raise. Those people get a raise too. Every time we got a raise, it was spread across the whole community back in the day.
Right. That's right. Now it's, you don't really know what's going to happen. It seems like, and it's not always greed on everybody's part, but they have to keep up too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just have to see. And the traditional worker did get something added to their retirement benefits. But it really wasn't enough. They really got cheated.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They took that money to get to the tiers that they didn't eliminate.
Right. Right.
We came across an individual who shared his story with us and said that his source was close negotiations, which we all know that's code, that we know somebody was at the table talking, and they said that for General Motors, they wanted to offer an $11,000 signing bonus and $65 a month for the multiplier for your pension.
Wow.
And the negotiators for General Motors thought that was great, and they were told no by the top negotiator of our union, and said that we are to hold to the Ford pattern. We do not want to disadvantage Ford or Chrysler. In other words, you don't want to piss off our union brothers at Ford and Chrysler.
Yeah, how in the hell would that disadvantage anybody if it's at General Motors? How's getting a sweeter deal on retirement?
Right. But then the people at Ford and Stellantis would be very upset to find out.
Well, you don't vote for the damn thing then. You don't. you stick it up there. Never mind. You know where to stick.
That's right.
When did
this
start happening? We're colluding to make sure all three are sweet and doing the same thing. That's exactly what we've been doing, and it sucks. And I didn't think Fannie would do this. And there's another damn thing I think people ought to be pissed off about is this 4.8 years before you get another contract shot. What the hell is that? We bitched when they went to 4. Now it's 4.8?
Yep. Yep.
And is that one time or is that the way it's going to be?
Yeah, it's... Does anybody know?
I agree.
That's a good question.
No.
Good question. Well, I don't either.
Hey, everybody.
I think they're setting
them up for a five-year contract. I think they're setting them up for a five-year contract.
Well, they might as well.
But, you know, going back to what you guys were just talking about, the negotiations even, last time I checked, Ford, Chrysler, and GM were all three separate companies. Just like John Deere, just like Mac.
Well, we know that.
So why is it so important to keep those three tight as far as the contract goes, instead of if GM gives a sweeter deal, so be it. GM
is the only company. It used to be pattern. We'd pick Ford or General Motors. Hold on. But Chrysler was stumbling so bad back in the day. They did cut Chrysler out of the pattern, really, and gave them a break to get them back on their feet. But that didn't stop General Motors and Ford from getting some goodies. It didn't. we still got our goodies. It was this Chrysler was, you know, our stepsister. And
right.
When they started doing good, and all of a sudden, like I said, all three now have to be about the same thing. That's where I think it changed.
Right. Well, and like in what Scott was saying too, it was also a 26% pay increase as opposed to 25%. And they told him no, do not do it.
Well, I don't know.
Yep. So,
yeah. Hold on for a minute, Scotty. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you like to join, push one. I know they don't tell you that anymore when you call in, but you do have to push one on your keypad. And that gives me a heads up, and I'll put you on. Go ahead, Scott.
Kind of what Gene was talking about, you know, when we patterned and bargained. If I remember right, early on, we were told that we were not going to patter and bargain.
Okay. And that's why he took all three out at once. That's what he said.
And I kind of understand that. But when we look at it, this was pattern bargain. You followed Ford. It went across the board. There were some differences as far as attendance policy, some differences in vacation or vacation eligibility. There were some differences in the way some things were set. But then you look at pensions. The pension supplier, the multiplier, they call it. There was some differences in those. And then they try to keep that basically the same across the board. The seniority workers did not pick up an extra week of vacation, like they said that we were going to. At least not General Motors, anyway. But I do have an update, if you afford me the opportunity, and I'll read it to you real quick. It's not very long. I'm trying to think. I don't know where the local is. I'll have to find out. So here goes. This is updated on 11/22/23. Brothers and sisters, I received the following updates from the International UAW regarding the GM agreement. The top administrative assistant of the UAW GM department, Nicole Current, is confused as to why we, the local leadership, is so confused. I told her because there's been no clear information from them since ratification, and she's the one giving us the wrong information. Number one, the $5,000 signing bonus will be paid to all eligible employees on December 1st, 2023. Number two, the retroactive back pay for our first 11% raise in skilled trades tool outs will be paid on December 15th. Number three, all benefit improvements are effective immediately, but will take up to 10 days for them to be updated. Number four, it appears that tuition assistance improvements will be effective in 2024. Five, all progression production members with 20 years of service, former GMCH members, received their additional 40 hours of vacation time this week and can be used this year. If this information changes, I will update everybody. In solidarity, Mike Grimmer, Local 774. Like Adrian said at the beginning of the show, tentative agreement. There's things that we are still negotiating. What do you mean you're still negotiating? Then you didn't bring a contract to us. If you're still negotiating, you didn't have a tentative agreement. They're negotiating the buyouts or the special attrition, I guess you'd call it, for retirement, and when they were going to pay that out and how they were going to pay that out. I'm trying to think. There were like three different things that they were still negotiating that nobody had information on. And it's like, you just voted in a contract that had been ended. What else is in that contract that you didn't know about that you aren't going to find out till later? Or in February, as somebody would say, right? So I
right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's Arlington, isn't it? UAW Local 744. Got to be wrong.
I don't know.
I don't recognize that. I don't recognize that being around here. Tonawanda.
New York.
Oh, New York. So that would be under the new regional director, Daniel DeVincent, right?
Right. That's Region 9, right?
Yeah, I believe it is. And I watched a Zoom meeting this last week from another group who's affiliated with the UAW, this group is very supportive of the current caucus that we have, without saying their name.
It's okay.
And as I listened to this meeting, stomach about 15 minutes of it, they are all in praise of these contracts and the greatness that it achieved and the greatness that the individual who's at the top of the helm, being Mr. Fain, and what he achieved. I just was flabbergasted knowing that most of these folks that were talking were from Ford. And then there was some that was retired from Chrysler, some that was retired from the old GM Gear and Axle and Jim and Dick's old local. There was some concerns brought up by a couple individuals as to how they came about these contracts, which was the only thing good that I saw out of it. But to think that these contracts are fantastic, I'm missing something. You know what I mean? I'm missing something somewhere. I'm just not getting it. I'm upset. I mean, I think we're all upset. The retirees have been left behind again. $500 a month, or $500 once a year Christmas bonus.
We'll get that next year. Make sure the retired. There's some retirees that wanted to know if we're going to get that this year. I don't think so. I think it starts next year, but I'm not sure.
It's usually
a year away.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would hope it'd be this year, because you have four point eight years.
Yeah.
From
so
what I read, as far as retirees go, for the $500. They're going to pay it after the first of the year for this year, and then they will get it in December next year.
Oh, we do get it, huh? Wow.
But it's going to be after the first
January.
Of the year.
Of course.
I didn't say exactly what month. I just know I read it was going to be after the first of the year.
Okay, let me get 810. You are on right now. 810. Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
You there?
Sir. Yeah, go ahead.
That retirement payment, it is this year in December. For GM.
Very
good. It is this year.
Awesome.
We'll get it with the December payment of this year. My dad's a retiree. I work for GM, but he's a retiree, and that's pretty much the whole thing I was fighting for. You know, as far as my vote, because
right.
I voted no on it, because I felt that, you know, there was a lot of stuff that he's been through this year that $500 don't really even touch.
No, yeah,
so,
I know what you mean.
Of his, what his co-pays and stuff are. But yeah, it is a payment this year in December. So whenever they get their Social Security, it will be on this year's December payment. So.
Well, so that's some good news. If you're a retiree, you get a little bump for this coming month. But like the gentleman just said, $500 is not like a drip in a big old bucket for all the expenses you have when you're I'm retired. And I tell you what, with all the medication, all the other stuff that you have to get just to stay alive, $500 isn't nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I voted no on it. Am I glad we got the raises? Yeah, I'm fine with that. As far as I would have liked to have seen some type of health care, even if we had to pay when we retire, because I only got 3 years in. So I would have liked to have seen something for health care, just because I watched my dad go through a stroke and a heart attack this year alone, and his medical bill from Blue Cross was $1.2 million. So as far as, 401K, I mean, it's great that they're doing all that, but at the same time, if you have something that's like my dad had this year, that's pretty much going to wipe you out. If you don't have some type of medical when you get older, and come out of GM. So
that's pretty much what we were kind of talking about earlier in the show is, it's fine to get all that money up front and everything, but you got to look in the back end. There's still tears. Tears will always be tears until you get retirement with full Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or whatever they're going to have at that time. Because you got to be made whole.
Right. Yeah, I was a temp in 2019 contract. And it didn't really do, the 2019 really screwed me because I had worked there since 17. I was making $16.66 an hour when they ratified that, so I got a penny raise to $16.67. Wow. And then my wages were froze until we got hired in, so.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right.
But yeah, we did vote, and then, yes, stuff was still coming in, like some of the temps were able to get the profit sharing. That coming after the ratification, after we voted.
Mm-hmm.
So has been other things that are, coming through after we have voted, still to this day.
Well, another thing that just came through there after you voted was your vacation time that you don't use. It's going to be paid at from what I understand, from what people have said, it's going to be paid at the old pay rate, not the new pay rate. So if you have like 20 hours left of vacation time you don't use, and you guys get paid for it, you mean your old pay rate, not your new.
For this year?
Our chairman answered that question for somebody, and when it's paid out in January, whatever we have left, whether it's VR or vacation, it will be paid at the new rate.
Another shop chairman stated that it was going to be paid at the old.
Well,
they don't know. You got one and
so
one.
Apparently then they're not getting their communication right somewhere.
Right.
We got breaking news right now. We have 49 people in the switchboard. So respond your keypad, and I'll get you on. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my goodness, Don, you're funny.
Well, you know,
you can tell you're feeling better.
Yeah, I do feel better. I do feel better. Medicine is actually working.
I got one for you, real quick. To kind of change subject a little bit.
Hold on for a minute, Scott. 810, you just stay where you are, buddy. You can just hang on in and join in the conversation. So go ahead, Scotty.
Honda this last week made an announcement. They showed their CRV hydrogen fuel cell module motor, in other words. Honda this week provided a few more details on its next generation fuel cell module at the 2023 European Hydrogen Week in Brussels. Get this, co-developed with General Motors, the new module was first shown at the 2023 Tokyo Auto Show and has already been confirmed for use in North America. Honda has already confirmed a Europe-bound energy storage system that combines renewable energy with hydrogen. But this is the first time Honda has discussed other applications for Europe, including passenger cars, commercial vehicles, construction equipment, and stationary power generation. Hydrogen. Not electric, hydrogen.
Well, you know, speaking on that note, Scott, Barra has said that they're backing off from the EV, right? All that money that's being allocated towards these battery and EV plants, what are they going to do with them now?
Good question.
And also, did you see that they are bringing back, it was a small truck, not the S10. What was the small GM truck? Dakota?
Right. I pulled up on the Montana. Called the Montana.
That's it. Montana.
And it, supposedly, it's going to be under $10,000.
Yeah, price-wise, it's supposed to be around $10,000.
But when you look at it, it looks like it's a two-seater.
Yeah,
I've
like seen that.
A baby truck. A baby truck.
Yeah.
Well, like the last time was a little baby truck.
Just get crushed in the traffic, boy. I don't want to be caught on that. Miss Carrie's with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Miss Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
hello.
Carrie.
Hi,
Carrie.
I'm joining late. Hi, sweetie. Joining late.
Yes, you are.
I know.
Better late than never,
you.
Right?
Hello.
And we got plenty of time, but Adrian, why don't you remind us retirees what we're supposed to do with
over the counter?
Yes.
Well, you know, they went to another company. And so if you see, and it says, what is it, Nations? That's where the over-the-counter is. But anyway, you could still use this address for the over-the-counter products. It's uawtrust.org/OTC benefit. Or you can call 877-218-9951. You have until December the 31st to spend whatever monies is allocated to your insurance. Now, I'm saying it that way because I found out that if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield traditional, I was told you only get $50 to spend, whereas the PPOs get $150. So you when you bring it up online and you put the information in, it'll tell you how much is available for your usage.
Right.
As of January 1st, it goes up. And I don't know if it goes up for everyone. So
no, I don't know either.
I'm going to say it again.
200.
UAWtrust.org/OTC benefit 877-218-9951. And as a friendly reminder, do not call the Medicare, Medicaid numbers that come across your TV screen. If you need information about your insurance, call your benefit rep at your local, at your regional departments, or you could turn your health care card over on the back and call that number.
Okay, thank you very much.
This has been a public reminder.
Oh, I'm telling you, I forget, but we're done now. We just got, well, like I said earlier in the show, took 3 days when I got a nice box of stuff, and that clears me for the year, so I'll be ready for next year. So it's nice. Saves a lot of, you know, that's quite a bit of stuff I got for free, I'll tell you that I use every day.
And that's a benefit of being a retiree.
And an old man that falls a lot and cuts himself a lot. That's another benefit. You get a lot of Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But, Don, did they send you a catalog this year?
No.
Okay.
I think I got one earlier in the year. I think
I
did
feel
earlier. No, earlier in the year, but I don't know where in the hell it would be.
Last catalog said 2022.
Yeah.
I didn't get
a
2023 catalog.
No, that's probably the catalog I got then. The one I haven't seen it in over. It's been a long time. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can see the catalog online.
Yeah. It's easier that way anyway. I think. I don't know. Okay. What else we got there, Scotty?
Not a whole lot. I apologize. There's not a whole lot. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what happens. I'm sure Monday morning, I'm sure Solidarity House will be a buzz. As the locals start turning in appeals.
So that would be Monday, huh? Tomorrow?
I would think. I went by our local Wednesday, and they were close.
On Wednesday?
Holiday.
Oh, really?
On Wednesday. Yeah,
that must be
said,
nice.
Really. Yeah.
Pee-wee,
that's
what are you doing?
That's going to be interesting.
Pardon?
I said that's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know at my local, it's kind of weird because I'm on the election committee, and none of us were asked to do any of the information meetings because they said that the information or the ratification, because they said that the unit and the local didn't have the money to pay us, the election committee. So they made the appointed rep do the meetings and the ratification.
Oh, they were running out of money.
Yep.
Was that legal?
Well, according to them, it is. There's not, like, you know, when we have our elections for the candidates, for your local, there's more protections for that than there are for, like, a ratification vote federally. So.
All right. Huh.
Yep.
So
I guess it, that was.
Go ahead, Doug.
I was just going to add, I guess all the contracts are now ratified or no?
Yes.
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 I'm wondering if anybody else had that situation with their local and their unit, whatever unit they're in.
I don't know. If anybody has any information, call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Yeah, the appointed reps had to work it. Had to do it.
Now, Scott,
they have money to pay them.
In General Motors, I know 598 voted it down. Who else voted it down?
Let's see, Kansas City, Spring Hill, Fort Wayne.
Wow.
Bowling Green.
And it still passed?
Yeah, Arlington was big. They passed it by, it was in the 60%.
Ah, that's a kicker. That'd be the kicker.
We heard that supposedly there were hundreds of people who voted that weren't entitled to vote because they're
not union
paying members.
Ah, they're not eligible to vote then for the contract, are they?
And that should have been an illegal, should have been a no-no right off the get-go.
Yeah.
But this thing was rolled out. Some places was given 5 days to a week to look at it. Other places it was rolled out and you voted on the same day.
Yeah. Somebody in Ford, one of the Ford plants, wasn't that they rolled it out and then they voted?
Yeah,
local
900 didn't have a rollout.
Yeah.
It was local 900, the first strikers for Ford.
Right.
They went in and voted. Tentative agreement came out, was it on a Sunday? And then on Monday, they were voting.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning, 6 o'clock. They didn't have a rollout.
Wow. And I assume they passed it, right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't think anything strange by Sunday, tentative, Monday morning, 6, start voting without even knowing what the hell was in it. That's crazy. That is so... Scott, what was the percentage of General Motors yes votes to no votes?
Oh, the percentage was 54.74% to 45.26%. Oh,
damn.
And by the way, I was wrong. Kansas City and Wentzville did pass it. I believe it was Lansing Grand River, Lansing Delta, and Pontiac also turned it down. Wentzville
that
turned
should,
it down.
That should tell Fane something right there, right? It should. I don't remember that many plants ever turning down a contract.
Right.
Scotty, didn't some of those votes come in after they called it? Did they? Or I see some that were coming in late.
Right. That was some. A lot of people were asking where some of the tallies were. Some of the locals had posted, and people got to find out that way. So there was, it appears as though as some of the no votes was coming in the assembly plants, that International did not want us to know that. That's the appearance. So,
I was going to say, they were posted all over line there, the actual votes, you know, or the percentages. And their tracker, they were refusing to update until last minute. And then they announced on the 16th or that it was cast, but it was not made public, or the date on the official letter stating it had been ratified was the 16th, but it was not actually released until the 18th. And they did that by design for any appeals because they knew Thanksgiving.
Huh.
Because how many days did you have to appeal it? Less than a week.
7 days. 7 days.
Hmm.
So they ate up, you know, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. There's 4 days gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have the weekend
so
in there,
the weekend.
And then you have. Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, Melissa was the one that corrected Scott about the Kansas City. I just passed on the information to him.
There you go. So, there you go. I was surprised anybody from Solanus or Ford didn't think about appealing this ratification vote. So, like I said, majority of people were happy.
I think that a lot of the locals, the numbers were so high from what I could see that were coming out. I think there was only, one plant that, is it one plant that voted it down, Adrian?
I couldn't tell you.
I think maybe.
I stopped paying attention
maybe
to
was
any
Kentucky.
Of them.
Yeah. I mean, there was high numbers voting for it. So, I'm just waiting for the 90 days when the MOUs come out is what I'm waiting on now at this point.
Yeah, I had another problem that made me stop paying a lot of attention is when I didn't see the solidarity between the production and the skilled trades.
Yeah.
I didn't see solidarity there.
No, there was a difference.
Yeah, trades did not support production. Trades, for the most part, all basically said yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I thought that to be strange, but then again, I didn't.
Oh, that was, I remember back in the day that they supported the production workers pretty good.
Yes.
And apparently,
you remember back in the day when they also had their own contract, right?
That's true, right.
Their contract was separate from production.
You're right.
And they should still, in my opinion, they should still have that.
I agree.
They should still have that. Because
they
don't do production work. They do not do production work. And I mean, that's just a fact.
That's not necessarily true. Let me explain to you something. If you saw it in somebody's tentative agreement, it says something about management not being able to request that they go on a production line.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be very dangerous for trades. Look at when they combined the trades. When they started combining the trades, and they had like an indefinite layoff, those people that started out in production didn't have to take that layoff. They could go back and work production if they were being laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think they could do that anymore.
You know what? You bring it. That is an excellent point. You know what?
Yeah,
you're so smart,
said,
Adrian.
You know,
Adrian, you're so smart.
Thank you.
I was tripping. Like I said, I had to stop. I had to stop looking at stuff because I was so upset with what I was seeing. And I'm looking at these votes coming in, yes, and it's like I have never one time told people how to vote. That's your business, how you vote. But what I was looking at, it was like, oh, no. Mm-mm.
I know what's happening here. You're throwing these carrots out here to make them vote yes on these bad-ass contracts. These contracts are bad.
Yep.
And, you know, all it took is just a hair of common sense to be able to see that these contracts wasn't the best for you. But like I said, I would give them to June. But when them pink slips start rolling out, oh, man, it's going to be hell to pay the captain because they're coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tell them, Grinder.
Now, that I agree with.
Ford has been putting out there about hiring. So,
well,
makes you wonder what they're going
to
do.
Where have they been hiring at? Where they been hired?
It didn't. It just said go to Ford.com to apply. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All us retirees ought to go to Ford.com and put in an application.
And apply.
Yeah.
No, they're subject to hire me.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to say something about the appeal.
Now,
Catalyst
came from GM. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Gene, go ahead.
That's all right. That appeal, I believe, and my husband can correct me if I'm wrong, the way it was written, it could have actually been taken, you know, you could have taken out GM and put Ford or Stellantis, and they could have all just basically copied that appeal and appealed it themselves if somebody would have, you know, shared that on one of their lives or on his own page. You know, maybe that would have stirred some people at Stellantis and or Ford to do the same. Because if this appeal goes through, which I'm hoping it does and the way it's written, I'm hoping it does. But, yeah, it could have been done across all three if somebody would have taken the initiative on the other side and just basically copied it.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, there's still a company, a tier situation with pay and benefits. But, you know, here's how I think about it. This better be the last contract I see where the Solidarity House uses that in their negotiations because I'm tired of it. It's been played out now for so many contracts with them using that as their main bargaining thing. So if they think they did such a historical job of fixing the problem, I don't want to see that next contract. Period. Because it's holding everybody else back from moving anywhere. So I better not see any more temp and tier talk. Because if they're saying that they did those people like they should have done, I don't want to see that no more negotiation talk. I don't want to see that no more.
Well, the thing is you're going to have a lot of seniority workers that aren't going to even be there for the next contract to a vote in
right.
or educate people.
Well, I hope that the ones that have hired in after 07 actually realize stuff they've been throwing at them and in their face and how they were 8 years to progression and all that language and titles on them. I hope they finally start wanting to fight for themselves, to get what they deserve for their health care and a pension. I mean, a seniority worker can't do it all. It takes everybody to vote a contract out.
But they weren't even willing to fight for the seniority workers and realize that if they helped fight for the seniority workers, that would actually have bettered themselves even more so.
Correct. But you know what? How do you tell them that?
Well, they looked at you as greedy as opposed to...
Well, you have to think about how this whole tier and temp and all that has caused so much division. It's going to take a long time for that to get a little bit better at this point.
Well, I don't
but
think it's ever...
Realizing,
I think the seniority are...
When they start realizing, that they've been screwed over so many times with all those titles and waiting, but I've been waiting too. You get what I'm saying? I've been waiting for them to finally catch them up, and maybe that's when we'll make some progress. I don't know. But I better not see no more of that talk in another contract in negotiations. I don't want to see that because it's holding everybody else from moving forward.
Exactly. But it wasn't
and
just
ridiculous at this point.
Well, everybody thinks it was the companies that caused the division. And this is my own personal view after sitting through and going, watching and sitting back and seeing comments, et cetera. The UAW, the negotiating teams, helped create even more division during this contract.
Well, you know, when the you see an 8-year two in progression in 2019, I can't believe they still at fourth passed it. I mean, that's crazy language. That's two contracts.
Yep.
In one contract, and that's just the way it is. But I was surprised in 2019 they passed it. So I don't know. I don't.
You're GM or Ford?
I'm Ford.
Okay.
I'm Ford.
Because I know, like, for the GM, they starved people out on that picket line, especially the lower tier, with a $250
yep.
a week. They starved them literally for 6 weeks. And then they dangled $11,000 in front of their noses just before the holiday. Of course they're going to take it. Of course they're going to vote it up. You know,
of course.
They want
yeah.
it.
Sure.
And I'm not talking just, and that, you know, just wasn't just the lower tier. There was a lot of people that were starving because there's a lot of seniority workers, too, that are living paycheck to paycheck now. And they never used to. So, you know, they starved a lot of people, and then come to find out that the contract was already basically written and ready to go before they even went on strike. It's just, it was beyond me. They starved them to pass it. And then again, they pattern bargained with Ford and Stellantis. So
my
thing too
is when you look at what Mac got and you look at what the casinos got except for MGM, because I think they might still be on strike.
Mm-hmm.
They settled after we did, and they actually got, they actually had a pretty, it's not great, but it's pretty good.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, you look at
I'm
even
sitting here scratching
and
my
know...
head thinking, wait a minute here. You know, this pattern bargaining thing is...
For the birds.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's outdated.
It's outdated.
Didn't John Deere get a pretty good contract to their last contract?
They did. They held out. They got, what was it, Adrian, was it they got pensions, but it was after 07 pensions, or was it, they got pensions back. But then again,
you're talking about Deere.
They said, yeah.
They got
their work.
Post retirement, I think it was.
Yeah, they got something back.
I mean, they did. But, I mean, they had to turn that down like Mac did. Mac was waiting very patiently, and they were smart to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to them, both.
But I guess
it
blows me away that even the workers at Ford, GM, and Stellantis were watching all these other contracts like UPS and Mack Truck and Deere and, you know, watching. And saying, okay, well, Deere got better. Let's hold out. But you know, I did notice a lot of people were scared because of things that were being said. Going, well, if they go back to the table, we're going to lose what we've got. You won't get. They're going to give back. They're going to take back what they've given.
Well,
you will get.
Are
less.
You talking about Boyer?
Well, I'm talking
yeah,
even just comments among people. You know, they were in fear of losing what they had gained, especially if they're going, you know, from, you know, almost a $20 increase, you know. They were like, well, I don't want to lose that. You know, And personally, if I was in their position, I probably wouldn't blame them. But they didn't stop and educate themselves how all this has worked in the past and watch people, watch these other contracts and how it's actually worked.
Well, the almighty dollar, if somebody tells you you're going to get a raise, what
a
they,
huge raise.
They were getting, yeah, of course they're going to vote yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
of
in the video from Boyer, I'm sure, in my opinion, if I was, as I'm watching that, I was like, really? Really?
Well, I think he had his hand on a little bit too tight is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, he shouldn't, he should not have said what he said to try to put a fear factor in there. No VP or anybody on the negotiating team should be talking that kind of talk because you work for the membership or should.
Well, even Thane coming out with that video on that Wednesday. After, you know, the fact, after the TA, you know, with GM, he came out with that video as well. Very similar to Boyer's.
Well, I don't know what, you know, I just seen a lot of, that video threw me for a loop because all that, I wouldn't say threw me for a loop, but all that publicity and all of that. Typing up the whole situation,
yeah.
And then within a flip of a coin,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was basically like, you know,
done.
It's a, you know, we're going to bring this to the membership.
We got 7 minutes left, and 313, you're on, but before you start, I don't know, but I got to do it. Hang on. Okay, that was Michigan. Hold on. Got one more. I'm sorry. You just have to live through it. That's all. Michigan and Alabama won yesterday. Okay. Yeah. 313, you're on. Oh, 313 hung up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe he's
way
a
to go, 313. What the heck was
yeah.
that about? I just wanted
maybe
a minute of
like
your time.
Song.
A freaking minute of your time, and you hung up on me. Okay. I see how you are. 313.
Like
tough.
They might have been an Ohio State fan.
That's a possibility. But if anybody watched the Alabama-Auburn game yesterday, it was amazing. Fourth quarter, fourth down, 41. 41. Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead and interrupt me all the way through this. Go right ahead now. It's all you. It's all you, Scott. I'm kidding. It was a great game. That's all I'm going to say. Scotty, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey. Did you see how long they give that quarterback to sit there?
Pardon me?
In the pocket? Did you see how long he sat there in that pocket?
Yeah, there was only a two-man rush and the rest of them.
Yeah.
They threw everybody out there, and everybody was double covered and everything, but one person, and the guy... Fourth and 41 with 31, I don't even know how many seconds were left. It was crazy. It was amazing. Oh, well.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, 313. You hurt my feelings, so I guess it wasn't important that you wanted to, you know, call in. But you can call in. You still got a lot of, you know, we'll give you time.
But you better hurry. Don't hurry. Just rush.
Yeah. Yeah, just rush. That's
well,
right.
Patty, what do you want to see happen next time? I mean, I'm running out of next time.
Are you going to what?
I am. I'm running out of next time for contracts.
Well, that's what they keep saying is, we'll go for that next time. And that's the last four contracts. That's all you've heard. Well,
God,
you know,
that's what they always say.
We'll restore you the next time. You know, I get it in 2011,
right.
they were still in bankruptcy.
Like
in 2015, nobody could strike.
Yeah. I hope these
but
young people that listen to this show, listen to that gentleman that called earlier in the show about his father having a heart attack and
mm-hmm.
a stroke. Just don't think about today. You better be thinking about tomorrow, because that's real life stuff right there. $1.something million bill from Blue Cross.
Well, and everybody is like either pension or 401k. You should have both, not just one or the other. You should have both.
Yeah, you can have both.
But I'm just saying, that's what you should be having is both, not
the
one or the other.
The company doesn't have to pay for both.
No. You can start your own 401.
Right.
Well, the PSP through GM is basically a 401k that they do not contribute to for the people that have pensions. Okay? But for them to have a 401k that at least the GM is paying 10%, whether they contribute or not, on their 40-hour pay, that's pretty damn good. A 10% contribution, the average national average is between 4 and 6%. So,
I'm just thinking that next contract, I better not hear nothing about no attempts and tears. I don't want to hear that. No more.
No,
more.
I don't blame you.
Like I said.
Yeah.
I'm so over
I don't think anybody does.
They better, and I hope to God they hire some real people that are experts in, like, the economy. I really do. And because I think these negotiators are a little behind on things.
Hey,
so the company's way further ahead than they are.
They're just like me, okay? I'm working on the line. I get elected, and then I make it all the way up, and I'm negotiating. I have no business in a room negotiating with somebody. Economically. That's true.
Negotiating against lawyers.
Yeah.
Right. I want to see professionals here. I want to see, and I don't care if you got to school them.
Right.
Well, at least advising them. At least advising them. Maybe not being on the team, but advising them.
Yeah, because I feel like that.
That's true.
I don't know.
Well, what are the UAW lawyers doing?
That's a great question.
Well, you know, kind of what blows my mind is a lot of the negotiating teams were traditional seniority employees. But I think so many of them are
bargainers. A lot of them were bargainers that were cherry-picked by the locals.
Right. Well, I look at, like, you know, for instance, Scott's local, you know, 658. His chairman was part of the negotiating team. He's a seniority worker, number one. But he is so out of touch with what's on the floor with the seniority people because he's been chairman for too long. He is out of touch with what the seniority workers have been wanting. And a lot of those seniority workers were out of touch with them, or with the seniority workers, or the seniority bargainers, were out of touch with the seniority people want because they haven't been there anymore. They're gaining extra paycheck, or they're gaining extra pay, somehow, some way.
They're sitting down at a local, and they're not on the floor hearing what people are talking about.
Some right, and a lot of them have dual pensions. So, you know, they don't care.
Well, most of these negotiators have been on a negotiating team for the last at least three contracts.
At least three.
A lot of them are the same people. Mm-hmm. So did you think you were really going to get different results?
Nope.
Bingo. Bingo.
Isn't that insanity? Isn't that the definition of insanity?
The definition.
Voting for the same thing but expecting a different result?
Yes.
You voted for Scott.
And how do you,
ding, 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 ding.
How do you change that, Adrian? How do you change that? How do you change that where we can change it? Where the membership
first of all, remember, we don't select the negotiating team.
Right.
So
it's a catch-22 for the membership.
No, you start at how are the negotiating teams selected? What makes these the best negotiators?
God.
No.
Who can kiss the biggest booty?
Well, I'm good at that. Come on, I'm good at that. But I can't.
Who can kiss the most ass?
That's me. What's her name?
Maybe it's a constitutional thing that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, so now we're looking at these delegates. Now, there need to be something else about the delegates also.
Yes, ma'am.
Some changes
need
to be made.
100.
Especially when a roll call need to be done. Every time they vote on something so that you know how your delegate voted.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know,
agreed, 100%.
There's a lot of things that we need to change, but we also need to look at the fact that if we only have 150,000 auto workers that was currently, what are we getting ready to go down to now?
Yep.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, there's not enough Ford plants. I mean, if you think about just lines they have in North America, because... three of their new lines are in Mexico. So the ones that are here right now, they're basically, there's not a lot of, if they start going lean, which usually after a contract, most of the big three go lean. I don't know, you know, layoffs happen.
That's right.
So I don't know where people think they're going to go. Because Ford is already talking about.
You don't know where they're going to go?
Marshall. Well, I do know where they're going to go, but.
Oh, okay.
I know where they're going to go. But
remember that Ford Motor Company has the most UAW members.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all three.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes. They do.
Okay.
But they're
talking
about scaling
back. I could tell you some other stuff, but I don't want to say it on the air.
Take it easy, Grinder.
I'll just be nice. Ford Motor Company employees are different.
We noticed that. We noticed that when I met you and Gary.
I ain't going to say no more.
You don't have to.
Mm-mm.
You and Gary.
Just like you talk about... the no strike clause. See, Ford Motor Company never had a no strike clause.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
See, they didn't vote for that. They said, oh, hell no.
And that should be a game stopper right there.
Yeah. But.
Well, you notice that they're talking
different.
About scaling that stuff back in Marshall, Michigan. That was in.
Yeah, I saw that.
News last week. Yeah. So. What's next? Is it going to be that those batteries, that Blue Oval City? But
they didn't say nothing about selling that back.
Not yet. Not yet.
Uh-huh.
But
they're not going to.
But I know
that's
going to
be a new complex.
And I don't think that's going to be battery, in my opinion. Maybe some of it.
It's going to be a little bit of all of it.
Yep. That's what I was thinking myself, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a complex. You know that they only have Edison, New Jersey, Dearborn Rouge, and then this one that they're talking about putting in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
My son works at
Tennessee. Excuse me?
Are they building one in Marshall?
Marshall, is that the battery plant that they were talking about?
Because they're going to send my son there for a week and to make sure of something. I don't know what the hell it is, but
yes,
he's down at
Blue
Oval. Okay, all right. He's down in Tennessee at the one in Tennessee. He said
that's
absolutely huge. Yeah.
But that's the one we're talking about where it's going to be a mix of bag of trucks there. There's no way they're going to do all battery there. Because if those batteries are not selling at the Rouge Complex, I mean, they've filled their orders, you know, most of them that were on the list. A lot of people backed out of that list. And now, you know, I just think it's going to be, like you said, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Down there. But it's going to be a brand new complex. So it's going to be high tech.
With a brand new exception.
Yep.
All complexes have an exception to them.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going to work for, you know, that's something they said with my plant is now surplus. So we can actually, if there's a job posting, this is the first time I've ever seen it since I've been there. If there's a job posting, we can actually for once bid on it.
Okay.
So
that's good.
But this is the first time I've seen where we're surplus. So now if we got that battery situation over there and they took one shift away. So they're not going to put from what I heard, another shift over there. So it's going to be interesting after the first of the year. It's going to be interesting. And I don't know that are partnered up with, I think the ones in Kentucky are partnered up with a company called SK or something like that. That's going to be very interesting when they're partnered up and how that wording goes.
Yeah. But we're going to – go ahead, Adrian. Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say all of them have been partnering with somebody at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how long the partnership is going to last.
Right.
And so, you know, they're having even issues this time partnering and then saying, well, you know, we're not going to have union members in here. And it's like, why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You had them before. I mean, this is nothing new.
No.
Yeah.
You start looking at our people that negotiate they're in these so-called leadership positions, and you start looking at them and saying, wow, what the hell y'all doing?
Hmm.
And what are these organizers doing?
Why are these organizers going out and organizing people that are not of like yoke to us? We were originally for manufacturing. All of a sudden, we're all over the place. And it seems like you can't get manufacturing in there.
Right. Right.
You better start taking a look.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on. It's more going mm-hmm. on than what we actually know. And, you know, I don't mean no harm when I say that I'm not paying attention to a lot of different stuff. I'm focusing on some other stuff because I know that you all got that other, y'all got that together. I don't have a problem with that. It's this other stuff that I'm concerned about because we really, all of us stand to lose if they keep going in the direction in which they're going. You can see it. The handwriting is damn near on the wall.
Now, Adrian, you're talking about partnering with, oh. you know, somebody. Mm-hmm. I just have a quick question because
we're almost done here.
They partnered with Toyota. Ford, one time, they were partnered with Mazda.
Well, let me clarify my question real quick.
Okay.
Like, for instance, the GMCH, we have Toyota workers in the same building.
Okay.
So that's what you kind of, is that where you're kind of going with that? Is that, you know, because they partnered with Toyota?
That kind of messes with stuff.
You think? Well, we have, there's a no strike.
Well,
I
saw it happen. I've seen it happen. With Ford.
Yep.
And that's why I was saying we were partnered with Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they decided that they were going to have this big layoff. So you had Ford workers, you had Mazda workers. And they had this big layoff. And they said, oh, but the Mazda workers can't be laid off. And they shipped them all mm-hmm. around Ford Motor Company.
No, that's wrong.
Now, they got really pissed off with us because they couldn't understand that it really was an illegal move to move you from one local to another local and say you could take all your seniority with you.
Right.
Especially when it came to that Rouge complex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. And it made people angry, but it made them more angry at us. They're coming into where we are. It made them more angry with us because they couldn't see why we should have a problem. And so were bringing them in. There was no open recs. They brought them in, and then they had to have a reduction of force because they had too many people in there. The people that got reduced out were the people that had been there. And
hired
had
in there. They had hired
yes.
in there.
They hired in there. And they're the ones that lost their jobs to people that came in on a no open rec. Hadn't been there. Wasn't Ford Motor
yep.
Company employees. And so
that happened to me at my first plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That causes a lot of confusion.
Well, I know in this contract, they have it, or for GM, they have it that they cannot strike the GMCH or anyways, I'm tired, so I can't think of it. Thank you.
That's okay.
But they can't strike them. Because they can't create any kind of work stoppage at those locations at all. And I'm wondering if it has to do with the Toyota being in there as to why.
Just like women, the show's over and you keep going and going when it would have been nice to hear that in the beginning.
Nice Energizer one. Bunny.
Yeah, 810. Hold on for a minute.
My husband just did his cutthroat.
810-510-57. Hold on, please. 810-577. Thank you for calling. Call every week if you would like. We'd love to hear from you. We really would. Scott,
absolutely.
Take it away.
All right. So we got a question to ask. Do we want to take a break for a while? Or take a break for a while, hear what happens with the appeals, do a show on the appeals, or just take a break for a while? Wow. It's up to you all.
And they were talking their ass off about us 30 seconds ago. Should we do a show next week?
Give me a throat slash.
Should we do a show next week is probably the best way to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do a show
Who wants to do a show next week?
Me.
I do.
Okay.
It'd be all right.
A10 wants to do it. And Adrian, the grinder, she wants to do it. Carrie. She just wants to hear my voice.
You got
okay.
That right.
We will be doing a show next week then at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 810-577. Can you give us your first name so we'll know what to call you?
Ron.
Ron? All right,
yep.
Ron. All right. You're more than welcome every week. Call on in and be part
Please
of the gang,
do.
Man.
Well,
I've
heard you miss
his voice
for about 4 years. So.
Pardon me?
Oh, nice.
I said, I've listened to you guys for about 4 years.
Well, all right.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
That was a test, so.
You just, yeah, good. Well, give our best to your father, and we hope he feels better and gets well soon.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yep,
we will be back next week at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join Scott and the Grinder and Gene and Ron. And Carrie and myself will be here to join us. And don't believe everything you hear on Facebook because, you know, they don't like me. So don't believe them.
Hey, Carrie, if you
yes.
miss his voice, you're going to call in on Saturday night.
Yes, you can call in Saturday night on our political show at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you're more than welcome.
If I can stay awake.
And if the grinder can leave her husband alone, she joins us once in a while. And Terry, you can join us too if you get off your husband for a change. So, Ron, you're more than welcome on Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the same number, the same phone number. So write it down so you'll know. And, God, somebody on Facebook said we're losing all our listeners and everything. Please help me out. Because, you know, the guy that said that knows more than I do. Please, no, we're doing fine. Join us if you'd like. If you like political talk, we'll be glad to have you. Good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Good night.
I got home and the door was locked. Then I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote telling me to go to hell. I crawled in the window, I got inside, she kicked me in the balls and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied, kicked me again.